Made by Arte del Marmo in Florence, under the leadership of Enrico del Bono, the Communion Rail was installed in 1939. It was considered a masterpiece by all the parishioners, who were overjoyed when it arrived. It is made of marble panels with an openwork design featuring complex interlacing in which Christian symbols are set, reflecting the other pieces of furniture of the church. The panels are separated by niches where statuettes representing the 12 apostles are located, works of Pasquale Sgandura. The pulpit impresses with the fineness of its ornamentation and its composition. It is made of 5 massive blocks of marble. The columns, the garlands, the base of the pulpit cage adorned with patriarchs' heads, the cage itself, and the staircase were assembled without vertical joints. The staircase was ordered in 1939, but could not be installed until 1946, after the end of World War II. The colored motifs decorating the cage and the staircase of the pulpit were made according to the pietradura technique, like the designs of the high altar. The high altar is an imposing piece rich with detail. It is also made of massive pieces sculpted from large blocks of stone. The tabernacle is hollowed out of a single block, like the canopy above it. Once again, imagine the scope of the artisan's work to hollow out, turn, and polish the marble to give it the look of lace, or decorate the outline of the tabernacle's door to resemble a church gate. Now, let us examine the remarkable work of Alviero Marchi. He devoted 15 years of his life to the wood sculptures of St. Leon of Westmount Church. He spent 10 of those years producing the stalls of the chancel, the president's bench, and the organ gallery balustrade. In the wake of his arrival from Florence in 1935, Marchi worked at St. Leon creating wood sculptures that are absolutely amazing in terms of their finesse and the technical difficulties that they represent. Woodwork in St. Leon of Westmount Church is made with Honduras walnut. This species, prized for its quality and the uniformity of its grain in particular, has now disappeared. You have been able to appreciate Marchi's talent in the sculptures of the narthex doors. The doors in the chancel stalls are even more amazing. Each seat is decorated according to a theme repeated on both sides of the chancel, creating a mirror effect. The stalls are surmounted by statuettes representing the doctors and fathers of the church. The backs, armrests, and front of the panel are meticulously carved out in high relief. What seem to be sculptures nearly separate from their base are simple reliefs, where the depth effect is handled with realism. Move to the center of the church to admire the organ loft balustrade and learn more about the parish organ. Please select track 20.